Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk to you about two vitally important sources to get reviews of your practice on. That is Yelp and Google+. Other sources that are important but not quite as important are your website and Avvo as well. But today we're going to focus on Yelp and Google and a bit on your website. So we have a two-part program now because this has become such an important issue. The reason that's really driven it home is recently I've gotten a call and an email from two of my clients, and I've been hearing this more and more, that they're telling me that Yelp and Google are driving a lot of business for them. They're telling me that clients are not just looking at one spot, not just Yelp, not just the website, not just Google, but at all the spots. And the clients that do so tend to pay more. They tend to be pre-sold on you, hiring you. They tend to not have price resistance and want just the cheapest. And they're tending to be better clients. So this is what you want more of. I know that. Don't even need to ask you. So how do you do it? So we have a program currently that we've been running that helps get an average of 20 or 30 additional reviews onto your website, and a couple of extra onto Google+, and a couple of extra onto Yelp. And when I say we get them on there, we're not making them up. We're not posting fake reviews. None of that. This is real. So here's how it works. So we have a two-part system. What we've done is we've contacted one of our attorney's past clients. We did about 150 of his past clients. He had emails for them. And we sent a mass email out, and we said, hey, you know, you were a customer of so-and-so, you know, Mr. John Smith. Would you mind doing this survey on how you were treated and how everything went with your case? And in return, and as a thank you for doing the survey, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Now, you may be stopping right here and saying, that's unethical. Well, actually, it's not, and here is why. So we're incentivizing people to do a survey, okay? Once the survey is done, we take people to a page that says, because the survey is online, so we take to a page that says, thank you for doing the survey. Your gift card is on the way. Oh, by the way, if you feel it's warranted, would you mind posting a review for attorney John Smith? Here's a link to his Yelp profile. Here's a link to his Google+. Here's a link to Avvo. Here's a link to his website. Please do the one you're most comfortable using. So why this is ethical? Because we're not paying people for reviews. We're paying people for a survey which contains useful information that the attorney can use. Then once they've done that, they're already going to get their card whether they do a review or not. But now we're asking them out of the goodness of their heart and a sense of obligation, because we've just given them a gift for the survey, if they would do a review. So we've even spoken to you know, we started speaking to some state bar officials in various states, and they're close to actually making a specific decision on this, but it doesn't seem like we've run into any trouble so far. So it's looking good, just to let you know. Okay, so what this has done is we've done this for probably about seven different clients right now. The typical list size we've sent to is about 150 past clients, and on average, they've gotten anywhere from like 27 to 40 new reviews because of this process. Yes, most of them are on their website, meaning most of them were done not on Yelp and not on Google+. But a number of the attorneys have gotten two new Yelp reviews or two new Google+ reviews. So, again, this is not a panacea. It's not a way to blast yourself with thousands of new reviews, but it is a significant help, and here's why. If you now have, you know, 30 new reviews on your website instead of just two or none, that's a great credential for you. It helps you a lot. When people check you out and they see reviews and they see dozens of them, it's a lot more impactful than just one or two. And if now you also have a few reviews on Yelp and a few on Google+ when you had none before, again, that just further reinforces that you're a good attorney. Now, there's a couple of thresholds that'll really help you. So if you have four or less reviews on Google, once you get the fifth one, you get gold stars appearing next to your name. And that really makes your listing stand out. So for those of you that are on that threshold, The way to find out is Google your name. So if your name is John Smith and you're in California, type in John Smith, California attorney. Now, most of your names are a lot more specific than that, so your listing will come up. If your name is, in fact, John Smith, you're probably going to have to be more detailed. Let's say you're in Fresno, so you may want to say John Smith, Fresno DUI attorney, or Fresno attorney. But for the most part, you'll come up, and you'll see your Google listing right below your name and all that. It'll tell you how many reviews. It'll say no reviews yet, or it'll show the gold stars, or it'll show three reviews or two reviews or whatever it is. So if you're on that cusp, if you're on that edge, this can definitely push you over. Even if you already have the gold stars, every additional review you get that's a good one further bolsters you. And here's why. You know, imagine tonight you're going to go out and get Mexican food with your spouse, okay? You're going to use Yelp or Google or whatever. And you look at restaurants and two of them come up near your house. One has 20 reviews, all 5-star. The other one has 400 reviews, all 4.25-star. Which one are you going to go to? You're going to go to the one with 400 reviews. You know why? Because you're going to think, wow, that many people can't be wrong. Same thing happens with attorneys online. The more reviews you have, the better. Now, you don't need hundreds of reviews like a restaurant would, but if you have one and your competitor has 7, they're going to beat you, and vice versa. So that's why you want to get more reviews. Okay. So back to the story here. So with Yelp, there is no specific level of reviews where you get additional gold stars or anything, at least not yet. But we've seen once you get about 5 reviews also on Yelp, it's a big turning point. And your listing becomes a lot stronger and it starts to move up in Yelp rankings. So this is part one. Part one is to get you more reviews on all these sources. Part two is going to be SEO, meaning search engine optimization, meaning improving your ranking, both in Google and in Yelp. So we now have a program for both. So we'll start with Yelp. When you look in Yelp for, you know, an estate planning lawyer in San Francisco, California, or whatever, you know, divorce in Dallas, Texas, there's an order to which the profiles will show up in. And guess what? The higher you show up, if you show up on top, right below the advertising, you're going to get a lot more calls. So how do you get to the top of Yelp? Well, we've done research, talked to other people that are involved in SEO, which is what this process is called, optimization, and we've come up with a pretty substantial checklist of things we can do to optimize a Yelp profile, in addition to getting the reviews, to getting you to the top of Yelp. So that's part of our program. Also, with Google, which has been around for a lot longer, there's definitely a lot of work to be done that we know how to do to optimize your Google profile and your website to get you appearing better, not just in Google search, but specifically when Maps listings come up, when you see those red balloon head push pins. That's Google Maps or Google Plus or Google Places, all pretty much the same thing. They keep changing the name. So we've got this two-part program going. And for current clients that wish to do this, obviously we've got better pricing than for people that are not yet clients. But the program has started, and it's open to everyone. It's a month-to-month program. The cost for non-clients right now is $300 a month. It's on a month-to-month basis. You're not happy, you quit. Everything we do is yours to keep and use. There's no buybacks or hidden fees or anything. And this program, again, is a two-part process. If you're a current client, call for pricing because you'll get a better rate because you are a current client. Now, the way to show that you're interested is to email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com, or go to the website at speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc. is INC, or call 888-225-8594. And again, this is coming from the horse's mouth, the horse being our attorney clients. Reviews, very powerful. Reviews are driving lots of calls. Lots of business. You got to get in on this, otherwise you're going to be left behind. You don't want to do that. Take care.